I want you to open your Bibles with me tonight in the book of 1 Peter, and the chapter is the chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, and we commence to read at verse number 13. I follow the reading of God's precious word this evening from verses 13 down to verse number 20. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of person judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Amen. And we know that God will add his blessing to the reading of his precious and his infallible book. Simple words that are found in verse number 19, but with the precious blood of Christ. With the precious blood of Christ. I want to speak this evening upon God's greatest provision and man's only plea. God's greatest provision and man's only plea. The story is told about a great orator, a great preacher. Many years ago, his name was Dr. Berry. He was a very famous English preacher. And one day he was visited by a young woman who was troubled in soul. And when Dr. Berry was approached by this young lady, she was concerned not about herself, but about someone very special to her. It was the soul of her mother. And the young woman came and asked Dr. Berry simply these words. He said, Dr. Berry, please come and speak to my mother and get my mother into the kingdom of God. She was very troubled about her mother's soul. The tears were running down her cheeks, and so Dr. Berry went with the young woman to speak to this dying woman. Whenever he got to the place where the mother was lying dying, he started to speak to her, and he thought of some of the great sermons that he had preached. And so he started to bring some out of his mind. He would bring some of the extracts of some of these mighty sermons that the orator was known for. But as the woman was lying dying there, and as he spoke to her, she said, no, not that. Get me in. She was lying dying. And as he sat there with that dying woman, he realized that all the oratory of the world and all the mighty sermons that he was known for as a famous preacher could come to absolutely nothing. So, as she begged with him, no, not that. Get me in. His mind went back to his childhood. He remembered as a child the story of the cross. He remembered as a child the story of how Jesus Christ, the Son of God, loved sinners so much that he went to Calvary's cross to shed his precious blood that they might be saved. And so he started to talk to her about God's love for sinners and how Christ went to the cross. The poor dying soul just exclaimed, That's better. She says, tell me more. So he told her how Jesus died upon the cross of Calvary and shed his precious blood, and how that he was buried and that he rose again the third day. He told her the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ,
How that God sent His Son into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. And because of the death of Christ upon that cross on behalf of sinners, that we could have eternal life. And the preacher remembered as a child, being told the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. And as the woman who was dying heard Dr. Berry speak about the cross and about the precious blood, she cried out, "That's it! That's it! His blood can make me clean! His blood can make me clean." Dr. Berry wrote the story of that sometime later. And he said this. He said that day, bringing the story of the cross and the blood of Christ, "I got her in. I got her in." And then he said these words, and I slipped in myself. For that day, Dr. Berry, the great preacher, was saved through the blood of Christ. Friend, tonight I want to tell you, it says here, we are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. There are four simple things that I want to draw to you. What we get through the blood of Jesus. And the first thought is this: through the blood, we have pardon for our sins. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have pardon for our sin. Turn your Bible, please, to the book of Ephesians and the chapter number 1. In Ephesians chapter 1 and the verse number 7, it says this: in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. You know, Paul is writing here to the believers in Ephesus, and he's declaring to them this amazing truth: in whom we have redemption through His blood. But you know, the backcloth of that amazing statement and the amazing words is the wonder of our salvation. Look at verse number 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And friend, what he's reminding us is this: that our salvation is because of God's favor. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. You know, there we see the grace of God. You see, salvation's blessing comes from God. If you're going to be saved tonight, you've got to realize that salvation is not of yourself. Salvation is not of your works. Salvation is not of your doings or your undoings. Salvation is from God. Salvation is of the Lord. And there's nothing that you and I can glory in tonight. Thank God I can say, thank God I'm saved tonight. Thank God I know that I'm saved. Thank God I can say with the words of Paul writing, "Blessed be the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, because He has blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." I owe it all to Him. You know, there's never be a sinner that gets to heaven, friend, that can praise themselves for the efforts that they made to make it. You know, some people are trying to get to heaven through their works. And by their doings, and they think that if I do this, and if I do that, and if I try the other thing, that somehow that I will merit something in the sight of God, that somehow that God will open the doors of heaven, and God will say, come on in, because look at all those good things that you have done. Friend, listen, it is not of works, lest any man should boast, because there's nothing that we can boast in, but all spiritual blessings. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Listen, there's no spiritual blessing comes to you or me apart from Christ. It's in Christ Jesus. Can I ask you before God, and are you in Christ tonight? Can you honestly say with the words, listen, that salvation is all because of God's favor. Then we go to verse number 4. It's not only that our salvation is because of God's favor, but our salvation is because of God's foreordaining. Because it says in verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Friend, I think that's absolutely astounding. That's amazing. According as he hath chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. But thank God when I look at that, I'm reminded that not only did God decree my salvation, not only did God determine my salvation, but thank God the power and authority to assure the fulfillment of my salvation is in Christ. Thank God he had not only power to choose me, thank God he had power to fulfill that and save me. And my salvation tonight, listen, from A to Z is of the Lord. That's why Paul said, I will glory in the cross. I will glory in Christ alone. And all the glory and all the praise goes to the Lord alone. And then he says this. In our salvation, we're reminded not only of God's favor, not only of God's foreordaining, but of God's forgiveness. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. And friend, there is no forgiveness apart from redemption. We are redeemed not with corruptible things as silver and gold. We are bought with a price. Paul says, ye are not your own, but you're bought with a price. You see, redemption was typified and portrayed in the Jewish Passover. And that Passover feast was a reminder of that night when the firstborn of every Egyptian family died. And yet the firstborn of every Hebrew family was saved. Not because of any claim that they had on the kindness of God, but because they were protected under the blood. You see, God instructed the children of Israel that night through his servant Moses to tell the children of Israel not only to kill the lamb, but friend, there's something else. The blood of the lamb had got to be taken, and the blood of the lamb had got to be applied and to be sprinkled upon the doorposts and upon the lintels of the house wherein the children of Israel were sheltered. You know, it would have been possible for them to have selected a lamb without blemish. It would have been possible for them to have killed that lamb and slain that lamb. Would they have been safe? No. Because that was not enough. The blood had got to be applied on the doorposts. And the door was closed. And thank God all those that were under the blood were saved. All those that were under the blood were saved. Because the blood was applied. Now, friend, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died upon the cross of Calvary. He shed his precious blood to take away our sin. But has the blood been applied to your heart by faith? Have you claimed the blood? I sang tonight, I claim the blood. Have you claimed the virtue of that blood? Have you claimed the value of the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ for the cleansing of your sin? You know, that lamb in Egypt that night prepared the nation of Israel for that day when John the Baptist cried out when he saw the Lord Jesus coming. And he said this, "Behold, look, look. There's the Lamb of God that taketh away, that carrieth away the sin of the world." What can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And thank God, the blood of the Lamb, Christ our Passover, Christ met every claim which God had upon you and me who are saved. And thank God we can shelter neath the precious blood. And just those children of Israel there in Egypt, they could righteously shelter under the blood. And whilst the destroyer was carrying death into every household of the Egyptians, yet thank God all those under the blood were saved. And it was the blood of the Lamb that mercy and truth met together. And through the blood of the Lamb, righteousness and peace kissed each other. Under the blood. Listen, friend, tonight, my sins are forgiven through the precious blood. I have no other argument. I have no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and thank God he died for a sinner like me. I am going to heaven. Thank God I will never be in hell. But all the glory goes to the one, Christ Jesus. What though the accuser roar of things that I have done? He can point to them and millions more. But Jehovah findeth none. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin. No written accusation stands against me. Why? Because through the blood of Christ, my sins have been carried away. Away. They're gone. They're gone through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love that wee verse over in Psalm 103. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. And those that come to the services know that's a very simple thought. Notice it didn't say as far as the north is from the south. It says as far as the east is from the west. And why did God say that through the psalmist in Psalm 103 verse 12? Why was it as far as the east is from the west? So far hath he removed our transgression. Because it's the immeasurable distance, friend. You can't measure the distance between the east and the west. Thank God he has carried them all away. What a salvation. Listen, through the blood, we have pardon for our sin. Secondly, turn with me to the book of Colossians. And in the book of Colossians, in the chapter 1, the verse number 20, it says this, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your minds by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. For thank God, not only have our sins pardoned through the blood, but thank God we have peace for our souls through the blood. You see, the Bible says here, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And thank God, when I think of the precious blood of Jesus Christ and the peace that was made there, praise the Lord, the war has ended. The war's over. I'm no longer at war with God, but thank God I have got peace with God. Listen, he had made peace, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And when Christ cried on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. Thank God the work of my redemption was complete. The price was fully paid. And not only has God provided for me pardon for sin, but thank God he has provided peace for my soul. Peace with God. Peace with God. Through the blood of his cross. Romans chapter 5, 1 says, therefore, being justified. Thank God we're not going to be justified. Thank God I am justified. Therefore, being justified. Here's my testimony. Therefore, being justified by faith, I have peace with God. I have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, our sins have separated us from God. Notice how the Holy Spirit puts it there in verse 21. And you that were sometime alienated. The word there, alienated, means estranged. They were estranged from God. They were separated from the spiritual blessings. These believers here were at Colossae, and most of them were Gentiles, and they were strangers to God and to grace. The gods that they worshipped were false gods. Their false religion couldn't take away their sin and give them peace within. But thank God, they who once were afar off, they're no longer far off. I'm no longer an enemy of God. I'm no longer, the Bible says here, not only alienated, but enemies. An enemy of God. Enemies in your mind by wicked works. But notice what has happened here. Yet now hath he reconciled. This is something God has done. How did he reconcile us? Through the blood of the cross. And thank God, no longer at war with God, no longer at enmity with God, no longer an enemy of God, no longer without Christ and without hope. I am now in Christ Jesus. I've been reconciled to God. The war's over. Peace is declared. Peace with God. You know, friends, what an awful tragedy when your sins come up before you and haunt you. And they come with the accusing finger and point at your soul and remind you how guilty and vile, how unclean and dirty you are. You're dead in your trespasses and your sin. You're away from God. You're afar off. You're alienated. You're an enemy of God. You're without strength. There's nothing you can do for yourself. What a hopeless situation. And then the accusing finger comes. Reminds you that without Christ, you're lost. You're on your way to hell. Look at Hebrews chapter 9, just for a moment. Verses 13 and 14. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh,
how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Purge your conscience. I was reading the words of a lovely old hymn, "Depths of mercy can there be? Mercy still reserved for me. Can my God his wrath forbear? Me, the chief of sinners, spare. I have long withstood his grace, long provoked him to his face. Would not hearken to his calls, grieved him by a thousand falls. Whence to me this waste of love? Ask my advocate above. See the cause in Jesus' face, now before the throne of grace. There for me the Savior stands, shows his wounds and spreads his hands. God is love. I know, I feel. Jesus lives and loves me still." What an amazing truth, friend, that through the blood you can have peace for your soul. Was there someone here tonight, friend, before God, that conscience has been disturbed? You realize that you're without Christ. You realize that your sins stand before you. And they cry guilty. And friend, if those sins are not pardoned, if those sins are not forgiven, if those sins are not purged and taken away, if you still carry them and you go out into God's eternity, and when the books of God are open and you stand before God and every one of your sins are called out, what will they cry in the day of judgment? Guilty! 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 And when they cry guilty, friend, what will be the verdict? They will cry for sentence. And you will be forever lost in hell. But thank God, through the blood of Christ, your sins can be forgiven. And tonight you can experience that peace with God. Why? Because having made peace through the blood of his cross. Thank God, God can give you peace within. It's yours tonight. What did the Lord Jesus say to his disciples? He said this, "Peace I leave with you, peace I give unto you." It's a gift. Isaiah the prophet said these words under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet." Maybe you're saying to me, "Preacher, you don't know me. You don't know the life that I have lived. You don't know the sins that I have got into the depths of. Or you wouldn't want to know me." Listen to what the Holy Ghost says. "Though your sins be as scarlet," listen, "they can be as white as snow." Just as that wee lady cried out, that's it. That's it. The blood can make me clean. You can be clean tonight. And when your sins are gone, thank God, there's nothing to separate you from God anymore. But he hath reconciled you to God through the blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he made peace. This is not something that I can buy. This is not something that I can work up. This is not something that I can do. Yes, God made peace through the blood of his Son. The third thing is this. Not only is there pardon for our sin, and not only is there peace for our soul,
But thank God there's power over Satan. Book of Revelation, chapter 12. And there in this great book of Revelation, this great vision which the Lord gave to John on the Isle of Patmos, verse number 10, it says, Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." Hallelujah. "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." You know, it's only through the blood that I can be saved. Maybe there's someone here tonight and you know exactly, you've tried to change your life. You've been troubled over your past and you want to change your life. You want it to be different. You want to live clean. You don't want to be dirty anymore, filthy by sin. And you've tried to change it. But listen, if you're going to be honest, maybe you've tried to work something out and you've try to stop this, and maybe you used to go those places, and you don't go there anymore, and you're trying to renovate your life. But you go back to your old sins. Maybe you change it for a few days. You go back to them. You know why? You haven't power over sin. You haven't power over Satan to defeat all those temptations that he brings into your life. But praise God, you can have power over Satan. Thank God, sin shall not have dominion over you. Satan shall not have dominion over you. You don't lie down and defeat, my friend. You can rise up in victory. Why? Because he overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. There's power in the blood. And through the blood, there is power over Satan. You know, every day the child of God lives, the old devil attacks us. And he comes to our minds and he tries to pollute our minds, or he comes to remind us of our past and accuse us. Because the Bible says he's the accuser of the brethren. The old accuser. But oh, praise God. Thank God we have a protective power. It's the blood of the Lamb. And I believe before God that you and I, as God, those who are saved tonight, we need to use our God-given authority against the enemy of our souls. What a weapon we have. It's the blood of Christ. The word accuser means adversary. And the devil fights the saints of God. The devil fights us. And the old devil opposes us, but thank God we're not left on our own. We have got an advocate with the Father. We have one who's pleading our cause in the very presence of our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, our advocate. The one who represents us before the throne. And through his blood, thank God, my salvation is secure tonight. Not because of anything that I do or will ever do. But my salvation is secure because of what Christ did for me upon the cross of Calvary. In that little book before Revelation, and little book of Jude, there's a little verse that says this: "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And I have good news tonight for the child of God. Listen to me. Brother, don't be discouraged. Child of God, sister, don't be discouraged tonight. You see all the plans. You see all the tactics of hell. Praise God, they're going to fail. All the devil's tactics will fail. Because no matter how difficult the journey, thank God there's victory through the blood. They overcame him through the blood of the Lamb. And God can make you an overcomer. And I know the old devil saying to some sinner, there's no use you coming to Christ because you couldn't keep it. And in many people, my, the devil has put that barrier in your path. And my, there's been a desire in their heart. They long to be saved and they long to be redeemed. They long to be forgiven. They long to have this peace that other children of God speak about. And oh, they say, oh, I'd love to have that. The devil says, you couldn't. You'd never have that. Because you couldn't keep it. No use you trusting Christ. You couldn't keep it. Let me tell you, my friend. You don't have to keep it. The Savior keeps you. You trust him. Not only to save your soul, but praise God you trust him. That work which he has started within you, thank God he will perform. He will finish to the day of Christ. Thank God. He's going to complete it. And the devil's going to lose the battle. And you can march forward in victory as you keep your eyes upon him. Thank God there's victory through the blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, we're not foolish enough to think that we can live this Christian life on our own. No. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers, against the prince of the darkness of this world. Yes. But thank God we're in the victory side. And that brings me to the last thought. There's something else through the blood. Through the blood, we have pardon for our sin. Through the blood, thank God we have peace in our soul. Thank God through the blood, we have power over Satan. And thank God through the blood, we have perfection after the sojourn. Revelation chapter 7 and verse number 14 says this. And I said, or verse 13, one of the elders answered and saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God. And they serve him day and night in his temple. Thank God we're going to make it. We're going to make it home. Thank God there's going to be perfection after the sojourn. Listen. They washed the robes and made them white. Not a sin. Not a stain. White in the blood of the Lamb. And because of that, robes having been washed in the blood of the Lamb, therefore are they before the throne of God. And they serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth in the throne shall dwell among them. Thank God he'll dwell among us forever. They shall hunger no more. And the thirst no more. The sun shall not light on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. Even coming out of great tribulation, great trials, great troubles, the devil opposing us, all the forces of hell against us, and the powers and the demons of the damned. Thank God, therefore, are they before the throne of God through the blood. You see, friend, whenever John had this vision, these were not people hoping to reach heaven. Thank God they were there. Thank God they were there. Who? Look at verse 9. A great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before God. Listen. People from Japan. People from Scotland. People from Africa. People right across the world, out of every nation. People from Jamaica, like our brother Brian. Thank God they're going to stand before the throne and before the Lamb. Friends, you're going to see Jesus. I'm going to see the Savior someday. I'm going to see the nail prints in His hand. I'm going to see the nail prints in His feet. Because He's the same Jesus. The one who died for me. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And there they are before the throne, before the Lamb, eternally safe. Not because of our identification with the church. Not because of some creed or ritual that we have gone through. But friend, all because of salvation through the blood. Who'll be in heaven? The blood washed. They'll be there. Will you, friend? John Bunyan, in his Pilgrim's Progress, described a man who climbed over a wall to begin his pilgrimage towards the celestial city. But that man considered it unnecessary to pass through the official gate, and he never went near the cross. He was refused entrance to the city of God. But then in John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, he speaks about Christian who had been to Calvary. Thank God he was given a great welcome, because the precious blood of Christ was his passport to God's country. It was his guarantee, an entrance. And friend, it's only through the blood of Christ that your sins can be pardoned. That you can have peace for your soul. That you can have power over Satan. And that you will have perfection after the sojourn down here. We're going to make it home. Someday. What about you today? Are you under the blood? Are you experiencing God's peace? Do you know the reality of God's power to live? over the world, the flesh, and the devil? Are you looking forward to a day when God will perfect it all and you will stand perfect, robes washed in the blood of a lamb? Therefore, before the throne. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank Thee with all my heart for everything that Thou hast provided for Your children through the precious blood. All that I am and all that I ever will be. And when I make it home to heaven, I'll rejoice unto Him that hath loved us and washed us from our sin in His own blood. Unto Him be the glory. Heavenly Father, if there's someone here tonight and their sins have never been pardoned and they never experienced Thy peace or Thy power, then, Lord, they'll never be there. Oh God, I pray tonight that Thou will bring them by faith to Christ. The hymn writer asks the question, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Friend, that's a very personal question. Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Friend, if you're not, then you're still at enmity with God. You're still at war with Jehovah. And it's a war you'll never win. And you'll be forever lost. I'm glad tonight that God hath made peace through the blood of Jesus. Do you want God's peace? Do you want God's pardon within your soul? Do you want the power to live right, friend, and on that day to go to glory? Then you need the Lord Jesus. You need to trust in His precious blood. As our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, let's sing in just one little verse as we close. Just as I am, without one plea. But that Thy blood was shed for me. And that Thou bidst me come to Thee. Listen, He bids you come to Him for cleansing, for power, for pardon, for peace. O Lamb of God, I come. Friend, if you really mean that tonight, you say, preacher, lead me to the Lord Jesus. I want to know all that You've been speaking through the blood tonight. I want to know that in my heart and in my life. Could I be saved? Praise God, you can. Can I be pardoned for my sin? Praise God, you can. Can you have peace within? Praise God, you can. Can you have power to live for God? Praise God, you can. It's all found in Christ. And in the blood that He shed at Calvary, the victory of the cross. So we sing this little verse. That's the cry of your heart. Then, friends, slip that hand above your head that I'll see it. Every head's bowed and every eye's closed. If that's a desire of your heart to be saved. Backslider, you want to be restored to the place of blessing. And just lift that hand as we sing the verse above your head. Indicate that desire. O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and
to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
And if that's the desire of your heart, please don't go away without the Lord. Brother McKee and myself are here as God's servant to help you, to point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't leave without the Savior. Slip into the minister's room, either through the door at the front or around the side, and thank God others have come. Why don't you receive all those spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus? Heavenly Father, bless thy word. Save precious souls. Give deciding grace for Jesus' sake. Amen.